about. So, you guys keeping this party going?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
That's what she said. Ah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what he said.
That's what she said.
And now.
We fire the jokes at you like an automatic weapon of comedy. We throw a curveball joke at you, hit you right in the head. You go, wow, what happened? We take you on a little trolley ride down story lane. You're having a good time, enjoying our little tale, think you know what's coming. Boom, left turn. You don't know how it happened. You don't know where you are, but you like it. You're yucking it up. You're laughing. Your sides are hurting. All of a sudden, you realize you're feeling something, too. When did that happen?
Our feature presentation.
Not on this show. Tell you that.
That's for damn sure.
We don't take out any trolley ride down story lane or whatever that was.
I love Peter Griffin so much. I was very sad at the season finale. Very sad that that show's going away.
Yeah. If it was a perfect world, the Family Guy would have a new show on every night.
Exactly.
Consistently great.
Someone, please, listening, kidnap Seth MacFarlane and force him to get drawing.
Yeah.
Keep it going. We don't. He doesn't need a break. He doesn't need a vacation. Let's just get to it.
That's he doesn't work enough.
Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls on any topic. You can pick up the phone right now and give us a call to get on the air at 1-800-520-1067. I know there's stuff out there that we've missed that we haven't talked about that you think we should know about, or you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. I thought about you, Kevin. I saw this the story about this car chase yesterday. I know you love the car chases more than anything in the world.
Love.
This was a woman, first of all.
Rare.
And you know how rare that is.
Yeah.
It was almost 50 miles, and she was a goer. I mean, they did everything. She was getting around roadblocks. She they managed to blow out her tires with those little strips on the highway. She kept going. I mean, driving on the rims.
Wow.
And when they finally got her up in Sacramento – she stepped out and she was wearing a bathing suit.
What?
Which you don't see very often. You don't expect to see that in a car chase, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's what? Got everything, Kevin.
Was she hot?
No, unfortunately she wasn't hot.
So bathing suit, not good.
Well, it was just, it made it a little more interesting. But I don't know what the circumstances were, where she was at the time that she decided to go for the car chase. But I know we've talked to people who have been in car chase, people who have tried to get away before. And it's always so fascinating. I mean, you have to know pretty early on that you're going to get caught, that it's going to end with you being arrested. So you, in your mind, you're trying to avoid the inevitable. And every minute that you stay in the car, you're essentially adding on another charge. Because they must have filed a dozen charges against her because, you know, every time you make an illegal U-turn or you drive recklessly, or in her case, she threw stuff out of the car window. I mean, they just keep piling them on. So, you know, I guess if you had the chance to do it over again, if you could look back at it, you think, wow, I should have pulled over 35 miles ago, which are a lot worse for me now.
But, and I don't know the answer to this, but if you run for a mile, does it make any difference at that point?
May as well run for 50.
I mean, you ran.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, depending on what happens down the road in terms of, you know, causing other accidents and things like that.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You're potentially bringing more charges on you that's just going to make it worse since you know you're going to get caught. Let's face it, if you don't get away in that first couple of minutes, you're not going to get away, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Because then they've alerted police up ahead. Oftentimes they've called a helicopter in. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways that they can get you. You rarely get away.
Remember that dude that we'll take your calls here in a second, 1-800-520-1067. Remember that dude that ran from the cops? He was driving a pickup truck, and then they pulled up behind him, and they said, get out of the truck and back up, and he did, and he was wearing a dress.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
That's what you hope for.
That dude was wearing a dress.
He was on Cops.
Was he?
That was actually on an episode of Cops.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. That's awesome. Because you don't know if, like, he's done something else or he just doesn't want to be pulled over in a dress.
Right.
Right.
Maybe it was just that. Maybe it was just he's embarrassed to be wearing a dress and, you know, I don't know. That was awesome.
Well, if he hadn't run, it wouldn't have been on TV.
Well, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
That's a great point, Lisa. It just would have been a private arrest, and nobody would have ever known he was wearing a dress.
Exactly, but there's usually drugs involved.
Yeah,
sure. Or alcohol.
Sure.
Or three strikes.
Or a stolen car. Or
something. Yeah.
That was the case with this woman in Sacramento. It was a drugs and alcohol deal. By the way, Omar was telling me over the weekend that he was watching a show on the Telemundo where it was a car chase recap show.
Oh,
just really? Like what we've been begging for years.
Like what was it called on MSNBC? Why We Run or something?
Yes. Yes. Why I Ran, I think it's called.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was watching. So we got to learn some Spanish, and B, we got to start watching that show.
I'm in.
Let's
start. What do you punch?
Let's start today's show with your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, this is a good deal for you if you're in Southern California as we head into the summer. You know, Memorial Day is this weekend, kids. And
yes.
Thursday night, our own Nicole Alvarez is going to be up at Six Flags Magic Mountain. She's got free tickets for you right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you get on the air with Kevin Means, What It Do, Nephew. And you get to ride the new Terminator Salvation ride with no lines. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That is.
Pretty good prize, yeah.
All right, let's begin with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
And what it do?
Hi, what it do?
What it do?
You're talking about cops, and here's an interesting one for you. I was leaving the Orange Line station at Van Nuys. One of the sheriff's officers took a dislike to the way I looked. He started mouthing off at me. I turned around, looked at him, asked him why he was such an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm getting package checked, put up against the wall. He's trying to tell me I can be arrested for calling him names, and I looked at him, started giggling, going, have you ever heard of 1968 Boston? End result, a week later, I ran into one of the other officers that was with him. He now has the nickname Little Man, because I said he had little man-itis during the whole thing.
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
Yep. I would love to hear the officer's version of Chris's story.
Yeah, how does the officer mouth off?
Yeah.
Okay, what it was is, you know how they check your little, you have these little electronic tap cards to make sure that you pay to get on the bus?
Right.
Yeah.
They were doing one of those checks. There was about 15, 20 of them at the Orange Line in Van Nuys.
Right, but you said he didn't like the way I looked, so he...
Yeah.
So how'd he mouth off?
He was just doing stuff like going, get over there, get... You know how they act like there's something... He was a little guy, by the way.
Yeah.
You know the guy from Reno 911 that does the Taco Bell voice?
Yes.
But, I mean, I've been on the phone with you for a minute, and I think you're a dick. So this guy was sharing airspace with you. I'm sure he was able to see the same thing.
No, I'm serious. I was just walking by the thing.
A lot of times the police will do that, man. They'll just point at you and start laughing at you.
No.
For no reason.
No, not laughing. He started being a pudwack, ordering me around.
Right.
I looked over at him and I said, why are you such an a-hole?
All right, listen.
Next thing I know, he's package checking me.
I got it. All right, Chris, like, no. Got it.
Heard that, actually. Yeah.
Chris, listen. He was right. You're wrong.
You're a douche, dude. I'm sorry. Believe me, we can all tell. It's not just us. We're speaking for an entire nation that's listening right now and going, wow, officer made the right decision. Should have tasered him, too.
Let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
What'd it do?
Well, you're talking about car chases now. People can't get away, and that's because they're not slowing down to think. You got to go to the airport where there's restricted airspace. That chopper can't get there. And as long as you're in a vehicle that isn't yours, you have an extra set of clothes, you duck in, and you can get away.
Sounds like you've done this many times.
Well, I thought about it. I'll tell you that.
I don't know where you live, but in some cities, it's not that easy to quickly get
to woods.
You better have some survivalist skills because you'd be out there for a few days.
Why have you spent? Why have you spent so much time thinking about this?
Oh, it didn't take much time.
Yeah,
I just don't like cops, and I smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
Was there a small airport with woods?
Are there any other rules at the airport, you know, like different cops or something that they can't go in there, or is it just
no
helicopter?
You got to be fast and alone and not care about the vehicle you're in, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. And no traffic.
I'd like to strike that answer as non-responsive.
I'd like to say that Dave has some stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he?
He does.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's change topics. We'll go to Joseph. He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Ralph Showbiz Beat coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What it do? How it do, Lisa?
What it do? How it do?
Hey, I want to talk about the Lakers.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, and they're going to lose today.
They're going to lose today?
They are. How'd you know that? You got a crystal ball?
Oh, no. I mean, the Lakers are kind of weak. the Nuggets are just too deep. The Lakers, they're very inconsistent.
And, the Lakers aren't deep. That's the thing about them.
Their problem.
Very shallow.
And the Nuggets are so deep.
Andrew Bynum ain't balling really that good. And Gasol is just, I don't know, Gasol is just whack.
Yes, Gasol, all right, let me ask Al Gasol is whack.
Yeah, tell that to the people he was playing in the last game, by the way.
Yeah,
he was just anything but whack. Let me ask you this. Is this just you hate the Lakers, or is just you've actually sat down with a flow chart and figured up the matchups and have determined that the Nuggets have a better team to play against Lakers? It sounds to me like you're speaking from the heart here.
Yeah, that's from the heart. And also, the Clippers are going to get the number one draft pick.
Yeah.
Lottery pick.
And how's that going to work out for them?
Still pretty bad.
Dude, you're Hispanic. Okay. Aren't you supposed to like the Lakers and the Dodgers? Just that's the way you're born?
Oh, no, no. It's Clippers and Angels. That's how it goes.
Wow. All right.
Okay. You're a rebel, man.
Thanks for the call, Joseph. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday the 19th of May. I see them.
I like your take on boobies. I like boobies.
It's a porn actress that's going to run for the governor of Louisiana. Is it governor?
Senator.
Mayor. Senator. Some public office.
Something.
Doesn't matter, really.
Whatever she is, I'm voting for.
That's right. You can't vote there anyway, but, man, you know, it's Louisiana. They're pretty, you know, you can get away with a lot of stuff there.
Absolutely.
So Stormy Daniels will be in our studio today.
Yeah.
We also have...
Mike, you a fan of her work?
A big time fan of her work. She did a movie 2 years ago called Operation Desert Stormy, which ranks in easily in my top five of
Oh,
of
no
films.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we need a hand check on Michael when she gets here later then.
We need to do some kind of a game where people call up and describe a plot line, and then he come up with the title, because he has an encyclopedic knowledge of porn.
That's true.
It's ridiculous how much he knows. Matt Money Smith, former sports guy, coming in talking sports.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we need him. We've already heard how the Lakers series is going to go.
We have Simon Baker on the program today.
He's the best.
Who's the mentalist?
Yeah,
which is a show I love.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Do you watch it?
Yeah, I love that show.
I do too.
So good. Jimmy Kimmel on the program today,
mm-hmm.
And a new feature called "Would You Like to Take That Back?" Where we've been keeping files of those of us that try to make jokes and then they don't necessarily work out. So we're going to give you ourselves a chance to take some of the stuff back. And I'd just like to start by saying I'm taking all mine back. Not standing by any of it. So.
We also had the reunited Blink 182 in one of their first interviews since they got back together. They stopped by the Kevin and Bean Show yesterday, and we got some highlights of that coming up for you just after 6 o'clock. Man, it was so much fun to see those guys happy and healthy and getting along and psyched up about going on the tour, and they talked about all that stuff. So you definitely want to hear that if you like the Blink band.
And the Ralph Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday morning, still giving away tickets to go see Green Day, a super secret special show at the Fonda Theater on June 4th. Every time you hear a Green Day song, you call us and score your free tickets. Hey, Ralph Garman, how are you this morning?
I'm fond of that theater, by the way.
Nope. That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, you brought a friend.
That's a little cow thing, right? A little cow sound effect?
Yeah.
All right.
Mike says it's a lamb.
It doesn't sound like a cow to me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well,
sounds like a sheep.
On the little thing.
There's a cow drawn on it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sheep.
Yep. Well, maybe, but it's a...
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
That's a sheep. That's a sheep.
But there's a cow drawn on it, so what are you going to do? Maybe it's just a cheap cow. It's cheaply made.
It's an ill cow. You know, I don't acquiesce to Bean much, but if it comes to cow questions, I do have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He is an expert. He does have the cows and the chickens and the sheep.
The sheep. Llamas, you hear my share of those noises.
Push me, pull yous.
What?
Giant pink sea snails.
He has those.
Got them all.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right. Highlights of our Blink 182 interview coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
Do you guys like the Unusuals on ABC? Do you like that show?
I do.
With Adam Timblin? Yeah, you're screwed.
I like that a lot.
It's canceled.
Canceled.
Already?
As we find out the latest and greatest in showbiz news, we'll take a look at the networks that are deciding what's going to make their fall season this year, and
Unusuals
will not be on the list for ABC.
Do they just check out what shows we like and then just give them the axe?
Apparently. I thought that was a real good show.
I did, too.
Really enjoyed it.
And had potential to be even better. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what's frustrating about these shows that start off good, and you know that, you know, once the writers find their rhythm, as so often happens, you know, a few episodes in, that it could turn out to be a great show.
I'll settle for good. I'll settle for starting out good. If it just stayed at that level, I'd watch every week.
I would too.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Better off Ted. No problem. Sailing right through. Unusuals, see you later.
Yeah.
Also canceled by NBC, according to today's announcement. Cupid, damn it.
Cupid.
I'm going to miss Cupid if I had ever seen it.
Caught that. Never
in even the heard Motherhood, of it. The hilarious comedy starring Cheryl Hines and Megan Mullally.
Ah, yes.
As it's mothers who sure have a lot of wacky things going on.
They do.
I could have called that a year ago when you told me about the idea for that show. I could have told you.
Yeah.
And Samantha Who.
Hey, that was a shocker.
That is surprising.
I thought that did well.
It wasn't doing nearly as well the past year. Ratings dropped off significantly, and it's a very expensive show to produce, apparently, with the salaries of its stars.
Plus, no boobs on it.
Oh, my God.
Bean, wow. Really?
What? I'm just...
Wow. Really?
But asshole.
She just won an Emmy and everything, this one.
Yep.
Christine Applegate.
Talented actress.
So, there's your update.
Ryan, way to bum us out.
Mel Gibson's girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva, is absolutely pregnant.
Yay!
Is it his?
Yep. The ink on the divorce papers isn't even dry, and the 53-year-old Mel Gibson is going to have another baby with his 39-year-old girlfriend.
I anticipate his wife was going to go for it anyway, but now she's really going to go for it in this divorce settlement.
The story was, this is what spurred... her into divorce mode.
This happened.
That they had
privately.
Been separated really for a couple of years, and she was kind of willing to let bygones be bygones and just kind of go along and get along because of the kids' sake and stuff. And then when that happened, she's like, no.
Yeah,
this
guilty.
Will, this will not stand.
I know Mel's a good Catholic and some junk, but stop with having all the kids.
Listen, there is no way to not have children when you have sex.
That's true.
I guess.
That's science.
Nothing you can do. I told you yesterday about Mary Carey's new X-rated movie, Celebrity Pornhub with Dr. Screw.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, of course, Mary, as Mary Ellen Cook, was a participant not only in Celebrity Rehab, but also in Sober House, two of Dr. Drew's reality shows.
Screw him.
And I was wondering what he thought about this, and we found out yesterday.
Loves?
He said Mary Ellen's decision to mock the show made him very sad.
Yeah.
You don't want to make Dr. Drew sad.
You really don't. No.
No, you don't.
That guy deserves nothing but happiness. Greatest guy on the planet. I was backstage at Weenie Roast, not feeling well this weekend. And Drew came by to pick up some tickets for some friends. He looked at me and said, "Whoa, you don't look so good. Sit down." And he gave me an exam.
Did he really?
Yes. Just to make sure I was all right. He checked me out.
Wow.
I didn't think my prostate needed to be examined, quite frankly, but still.
He's thorough.
I appreciated the concern on his behalf. Didn't have to do that. He's coming by to pick up tickets. He was in a rush. He didn't have to stop and give me an exam, but he did. God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah.
But how fortunate that he travels with rubber gloves in his coat pocket.
Nope.
I mean, that
No, he does not.
Oh, no rubber
gloves. I wish he had. I think he wish he had. See what Mike did?
Yeah.
He took perfectly good comedy and then
ruined it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Bisexuality is the new black. Everyone's doing it.
Is that right?
Everyone's doing it. Megan Fox, of course, admitted last week that she's into girls. And now Fergie of Black Eyed Peas is fessing up to some same-sex loving. She said that she has definitely experimented with other women, but's never had a full-blown relationship with another woman. Her husband, Josh Duhamel, said, "Well, what are you waiting for, bitch? Let's do it."
Get this scene.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Kevin Federline's finally ready to lose the weight. Star Magazine reports that he is taking up dancing again.
Yeah.
To lose the 50 pounds he's gained over the past year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
But now he's going to go back to his first love.
Sure he is.
Which is dancing.
Mm-hmm. First love is weed, first of all.
Oh, that's true. That's how he gained the 50 pounds in the first place. This is a great story. You may remember that I told you a story about Woody Allen, legendary actor, comedian, director.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has always said that he's never done a commercial for anything.
Right.
And he said he always will. He'll do a commercial, but his rate for a commercial is $10 million. You pay me $10 million, I'll sell anything you got. And no one has ever taken him up on it.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
So American Apparel does an ad with his photo, his image.
Right.
And runs it. And he says, "Hey, where's my check for $10 million? I'm like, "What?" He goes, "That's my price. You didn't ask for my permission. You get permission to use this photograph. You owe me $10 million. So they sued him, saying he wasn't worth $10 million. It was ridiculous. They just settled out of court. $5 million.
Wow.
How about that?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he may not be worth $10 million, but apparently he is worth $5 million.
What made any major company or advertising agency think that they could get away with taking a celebrity, putting his photo up on a billboard to sell a product without paying him?
I don't know. That's really weird.
It does happen from time to time, and I think stuff just slips through the cracks.
Did Woody have a comment by any chance?
He said, give me $5 million or just the number of that 17-year-old girl over there. And they opted for $5 million. So I was very happy. We know who the first guests are going to be on the new Tonight Show hosted by Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Will Ferrell will be stopping by as the very first guest on the couch for Conan on Tonight Show, which starts on June 1st. And Pearl Jam will be the musical guest.
Wow.
That's a pretty good lineup for your opening night, isn't it?
Yep.
And, I'm out of time. I got so many good stories today. I'll tell you about the new Thor movie in an hour. Also, a Guitar Hero update. And why Alec Baldwin is the greatest man on the planet. I'm very happy for him. Today's celebrity birthdays. Pete Townsend. You know him. Guitarist and songwriter for The Who. 64 years old today. Singer, actress, model Grace Jones turns 57. Kevin Garnett, center for the Celtics. He's playing golf, or will be when he heals up. 33 years old today. George St. Pierre, UFC fighter, is 28 years old today. And Peter Mayhew, that name may not ring a bell. Timing.
Too soon?
Try that again.
Too
a little
soon?
Too
timing.
Soon,
yeah.
Wow.
Timing.
Because Ralph was just saying that name may not ring
timing.
A bell.
I could
timing.
Not have predicted he would have said that. I was just trying to be trying
you know
to hear me.
Here's the thing about what I do. You don't need to predict anything. Just wait until I say Chewbacca, and then you can play the sound effects. You don't need to guess.
Well, let's try it again.
Let's try it again.
Peter Mayhew. That name may not be familiar to you. But you certainly know his work. He was the actor who played Chewbacca in the Star Wars.
Oh, not the keyboard cat.
Yeah, I'm going to have him play you off.
Not the keyboard cat.
You guys suck.
Come on.
Peter is 65 years old today. He plays on the keyboard.
Kevin, I understand you've got a listener email request. Is that right?
Eric from San Gabriel.
Yeah, Eric.
Writes,
wow, did we do that again?
It was a double, yeah, Eric. Just wondering why Bob Dylan hasn't addressed the fact that he may be leaving his theme time radio show.
Oh, really?
On satellite.
Yeah. Yeah.
April 15th was his 100th episode.
Wow.
And on it, he hinted that he may be closing down shop with the theme Goodbye. Mm. Sure hate to see that happen because he's a talent.
It's a great show, by the way. I know you don't. I know you mock Kevin, but I listen to it. It's very entertaining. And I believe that we have the great Bob Dylan on the line with us right now. Grammy winner, Oscar winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Bob Dylan, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Good to see you.
Good morning to you, too, I guess. Did you hear that this email came from one of our listeners named Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
So, what about this? I mean, you're being kind of coy. Are you putting the radio show to bed? Are you done with it after 100 episodes?
Yeah, it's time to say goodbye to the old Happy Time Out Jamboree Comedy Hour Festival.
Yeah, I think it's called the Theme Time Radio Hour.
And Lemon Time Happy Hour.
No lemon, no happy.
Theme Time. Theme Time Radio
theme
Hour.
Theme right? Park Happy Ride.
So, I know, you know, you're busy, you got an album out, you're touring with Willie Nelson this summer, but do you just don't have the time to do the show anymore, or what?
Yeah, I just don't have the time, and don't have the time to put it on and get into some stories, and
Yeah, I don't, I didn't understand any of that.
They don't pay me enough.
They don't pay you
they
enough.
They don't pay you enough. Okay.
Yeah, clear as a bell.
All right, well.
So your theme on the final episode then was goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye. You want to hear some of the sound of the plane?
Sure.
The goodbyes, yeah?
Sure.
How about this one?
Goodbye. I never want to see you again.
Goodbye. I never want to see you
again. Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
You don't do that on the air, though, do you?
I mean, yeah.
Because you're not singing.
The happy sing-along Happy Time Hour.
But you're not using any words.
You could just play the songs, though, which are good, and then maybe not sing along, is what we're saying.
Maybe it's time to hang up the microphone, Bob.
Yeah, I don't think people are tuning into a Bob Dylan radio show to hear you playing Boys to Men records anyway.
Sure.
That's what he can't say. That's a lot of songs about goodbye right there, Bob.
Sure, Green Day.
Bob, have you heard the records before? Because it sounds like you're just guessing at what the words might be when you sing along. I can't believe I'm hearing an NSYNC record. Bob? What are you doing? Bob, what's happening? Bob? Are you doing something with your thumb right now? Bob, what? Somebody hit Mr. Dillon in the back. He's stuck. Bob?
All right, listen. We gotta go.
I don't like the sound of this at all.
All right, we gotta go. Okay. Everything that we're not involved with comes out good. And if you go to KROQ.com and you look at the recap of the KROQ Winnie Roasty Fiesta, their pictures are amazing. The virtual tour, 360 tour, is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And we had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And it's high definition. It's like watching your favorite band on stage in slow motion. It's so bizarre. You got to check it out. It's all available at KROQ.com. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 6:33. Monday morning here right now with the Afro line on the air for you at 323-520-AFRO. We'll check your messages. By the way, Jimmy Kimmel coming up on the program today. Porn actor Stormy Daniels and Simon Baker from The Mentalist all on the way too. But first, what are people talking about?
Today, Tuesday, May 19th, is going to be an awesome day. Paul Blart Mall Cop comes out on Blu-ray. And Lakers will win game one of the series against Denver.
It's possible that Blu-ray is not being used to its full potential with Paul Blart. That's not the one everybody's been waiting for to come out on Blu-ray.
Right.
Although, I will say, I don't have the Blu-ray player, but I do know that, like many of us, it's hard for me to watch regular TV once you've seen high def. You know, like, you'd almost rather wait and watch something in high def if you can rather than watch it. So maybe it's the same way with Blu-ray. If you have the Blu-ray, you go, well, DVD just doesn't look as good. It's not as much fun. So
right.
Maybe that's what's going on.
Right, but it's Paul Blart.
But everything. But I mean, you want to watch everything in the best possible quality, I guess.
But what if you don't want to watch Paul Blart at all?
Well, then you shouldn't.
That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. Although you went to see it, if I recall correctly.
I wanted to, but didn't.
Oh, you never made it.
Oh, you
okay.
never did?
And I'm relatively sure I would find it funny, but... I'm just trying to get
After
along with
all
everyone.
That, you didn't go. I kind of hate you.
I just said it looked funny. Some of the commercials look funny. Fat guys are funny to me. All right, huge concert on Saturday. This dude may be a little too much to drink.
Oh, my God. It's Saturday at like 6:10 in the afternoon, and Nicole's doing an interview right now. She is so plastered, she can't even make sentences. You guys got to check that out. Oh, my God. It was funny.
Dude, if I tune in every time Nicole sounds drunk on the air, I'd have no time to do anything else.
She had an exceptional day, though, on Saturday.
Did she?
By the time she brought on DJ AM and Travis, couldn't understand much what she was saying.
Yeah, she seemed pretty happy.
It's a long day, you guys.
Yeah,
how do you regulate?
Hey, Kevin, I mean, I'm leaving with your roast, and I talked to Lisa May, because she gave me a sombrero, you see, and... well, I lost it, and I need you, or her, or somebody, to give me a sombrero. Bye.
So, let me get this straight. We gave him one, and he lost it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now he wants another one.
Apparently that's on us.
Wow.
Don't think there's a movie called Tiptoes with Kate Beckinsale, Matthew McConaughey, 2003, and Gary Oldman plays a midget, and there's a bunch of other midgets in the movie. What the f***?
I don't know, but we have to see that movie. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have.
Yes.
It looks like it has to be some sort of Saturday Night Live parody. I'd like that can't be a real movie.
But that cast is pretty good.
I know, that's
true. Yeah, it's
got
real actors, plus Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Really, Bean. King Kong's balls. Survey says, you.
Is that what the survey says?
Apparently so.
He shoots, he scores! Ooh! Ooh, Arsenio Hall is here, looking good.
Can you have that clip so that we can compare and contrast?
Nope. Don't have that anymore. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
We can wait.
Yeah.
You can wait as long as it takes
yep.
to fight it?
Got to have it, because this is great.
You know, perhaps in the meeting, bring it up ahead of time and I'll have it ready.
We're at the movie premiere, at a movie premiere, and he came up and for some reason Bean was really excited to talk to him.
Ooh, Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Oh. not a moment I'm especially proud of.
Everybody's like, oh, you just scored!
F me.
Wow.
Is that dude calling from your house?
A little production there.
That's weird.
Lady Gaga gets Wookiee'd and Tina Fey gets a bell. That's BS. All right, don't give me this whole, oh, Tina Fey's so funny and talented, she's hot, because that's just BS again. All right, I never laughed so hard, I got a bull.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, by the way, you're not looking close enough, I don't think.
Yeah. Anybody she distracts you with lots of stuff on her head so that you don't realize she's not pretty.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. We had this conversation for a long time, and everything that we've seen since makes us think that it's probably good that she has that clown makeup, because it would be bad otherwise. Yes. It's our favorite dude on the internet, and if you haven't seen it, trust me, you do not want to.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, but you don't have to if you don't want to. But I recycle my own and I recycle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we pointed out at the time, there are a lot of things, especially that come out of your body, that don't need to be reused in any way.
Yeah, that might be going a little crazy with the recycling.
Right.
Take it easy.
Yo, Kevin B. I've seen Kevin on videos. He blinks, he scratches, and he can't even talk right, and he's forgetful. Kevin, you got bitch-assness.
Yes.
Oh.
Thanks, Diddy.
Yes, Diddy has taken over the world. It's not a world I want to live in.
Upcoming guests on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, include Ralph, your friend Anton Yelchin from Terminator Salvation and Star Trek is going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Saw it last night, bitch.
Oh,
Terminator
really?
Salvation, yo.
Can't wait for that. Why are you black all of a sudden?
I don't know.
I can't wait for that movie.
Also, how about Ask a Mob Boss on Thursday?
What?
How about that?
I'm taking Thursday off.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because when they come by to clean up their mess, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
You don't want to be collateral damage, right? Also, Adam Carolla joins us on Friday. It's the Kevin and Bean Show right now at 6:47. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It's Tuesday. You know what that means? New DVDs and CDs in stores across the Southland. Let's see what's out there that's new you might want to pick up. Relapse by Eminem drops today. A lot of good albums coming out today, by the way. Abnormally Attracted to Sin, the new Tori Amos CD is out today. I know she is not an artist we play anymore, and she doesn't get a lot of airplay anyway, and she's not, you know, I guess popular, but I think she's really good. She's super talented.
She's amazingly talented.
I make a point of picking up everything she does because I just find her songwriting just brilliant.
She is.
Good stuff. And then there's the other end of the spectrum. Dane Cook has a new CD out today called Isolated Incident. Please enjoy. Lionel Richie's got a brand new CD you can pick it up today called Just Go. We wish you would, Lionel. Method Man and Red Man, Blackout 2, drops today. Busta Rhymes has a new CD.
Sure.
Back on My BS, it's called. And Losing Sleep by Parachute, also available today. On DVD, if you missed Paul Blart Mall Cop, good for you.
You could not buy it now.
For Kevin, it is available on DVD today. Valkyrie, if you missed Tom Cruise wearing an eye patch, you can pick that up in stores today. Fanboys.
Didn't see that one.
I didn't either. I want to see that. So
wanted
I'm going
to see that
pick that up on DVD.
Kristen Bell.
My Bloody Valentine 3D. Mm-hmm. And TV shows on DVD related to stuff we like today. True Blood, the first season on HBO, is available on the DVD box set. 24 season 7. Friday Night Lights, the third season.
Come on.
30 Rock seasons 1 and 2. And 8 Simple Rules, the complete second season.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's pre or post John Ritter, but. You check that out. So there's your update on what's available today for you in stores everywhere. Alec Baldwin is the man. So funny on 30 Rock. And he was on Letterman the other night talking about the fact he'd like to have more kids, but he has no contenders for a baby mama because he's not dating anybody seriously and he's not married any longer.
Right.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Plus, who's that?
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have any more kids. Anyway, he said, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll get a Filipino mail order bride or a Russian one. As a joke, he said it on Letterman.
Right. Just throw it out.
Not everyone took it as a joke.
Sure.
Especially Senator Ramon Revilla, who is outraged
and says regarding Alec Baldwin, I dare him to try to come here in the Philippines and he'll see mayhem. Apparently, that's a Filipino curse.
It is.
If you say you will see mayhem, it means I will give you a beating.
Wow.
He thinks it was an insult to his entire country.
Wow.
That he used the phrase Filipino mail order bride and would like Mr. Baldwin to know that his country has strict laws against mail order brides in the Philippines.
Hmm. But don't they exist?
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Yes.
I know a guy who got a Filipino mail order bride, by the way, and they should be promoting it. It's a good deal.
It's a good deal for everybody. Everybody wins. Yes. It's a win-win.
She's happy. Her husband's happy. She's awesome, an awesome lady. It worked out great for everybody.
So apparently there's a big hullabaloo going on over this.
Oh, Bean knows a dude who got a mail order Filipino mail order bride.
Yeah, he knows someone. Bean's got one locked up in his cellar someplace. Basement,
yeah. That brought my mind to a complete halt.
Senator Ramon Avila, before you worry about this situation, why don't you worry about the fact that people from your country say Pilipino? Let's work that out first. It's the freaking Philippines. It's not the Philippines. Separate your F's and your P's. Work that out. Then get back to us on Alec Baldwin.
Seems like the list of things that should be important is much longer.
You Pilipinos?
By the time you get to that.
God's sakes. News on Guitar Hero 5 this fall is coming out. Guitar Hero 5. We found out who's going to be on it. 85 new songs.
Okay.
Rolling Stones, Santana, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Vampire Weekend, The White Stripes, and Kings of Leon. All featured on the new Guitar Hero.
Sound like good choices?
Kevin, you picked that up?
I'll rock that one like I always do.
Would you?
Prowl proper and whatnot.
Would you rock out with your guitar out?
Oh. I want Kevin's kids to fall deeply in love with classic rock and him to come home every day to hear Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan in his house.
Be the best.
Just yeah. Non-stop be so
Beatles.
Miserable.
Just all Beatles all the time.
That would be great.
At the Ryder household.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's got a new documentary about his life. Apparently this is the new thing.
Documentaries about
you make a documentary about your own life that you get to narrate before you're dead, and this way you've got some control over your biopic.
I mean, like Farrah Fawcett just did it.
Mike Tyson just did it in theaters.
Right,
he's got his movie theaters. Now Ozzy Osbourne's got a documentary hitting theaters in 2010 called "Wreckage of My Past," where the newly sober Prince of Darkness will reflect back on his nearly 60 years on this earth. The film is co-produced by Sharon and Jack, so I'm sure it's going to be a hard-hitting, in-depth,
absolutely
critical look.
Unbiased.
At Ozzy's life. Yeah.
Have subtitles?
They should. Interviews were done with all the members of Black Sabbath, including the musicians who play with Ozzy's various solo lineups as well. So you get a lot of behind the scenes and backstage stories and stuff like that, too. So
sounds good.
2010. That's when you'll see that in theaters. I know you're going to laugh, Kevin, but I'm going to see a movie tonight. I'm going out of my way to see a documentary tonight about the Sherman Brothers.
I don't know who that is.
The Sherman Brothers are the guys who wrote all the music for those famous Walt Disney musicals back in the day. Mary Poppins and Jungle Book. And they wrote It's a Small World After All for the amusement theme. And they wrote all that stuff. Oscar-winning pair of brothers who wrote all this stuff. Apparently a fascinating life they led. I'm going to see that documentary.
But on purpose.
Yes.
Someone else wants to take you.
That sounds fascinating to me.
Your wife wants to go?
No, I'm going to go.
A friend called and said, I have a...
See, The Boys, it's a documentary called The Boys about the Sherman Brothers who wrote all that stuff.
You haven't gone to see Anvil yet.
No, I have not gone to see Anvil yet. Because I grew up, chim-chiminy, chim-chiminy, chim-chim-chim. Remember Mary Poppins?
Sure.
That's a great song,
we all grew up singing those songs. I would like to know what's the story behind those guys who wrote all those famous songs.
You think you could recap it for me in about 30 seconds tomorrow?
No. I'm going to take you to see it with me.
Yeah,
come on, go with me.
I got all that stuff to do.
One of the brothers, Richard, I think, is actually going to play the organ tonight.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to play some of his famous music.
You know how to party.
It's going to be a good time. Richard Sherman will be hanging out, bitch, and you're going to be sorry.
Pardon me.
Was it the deal on that, though, that they made hundreds of millions of dollars for Disney, yet they were on salary? They were making like $40 a week to write those songs.
I believe that was part of the deal, yeah.
Are they opening their guitar up front so that you can go up and drop a buck in afterwards?
I'm not sure. I think Robert's gone. Richard is the only one left.
Well, that's a good time tonight.
Yeah.
I hope you kick him in the nuts for writing It's a Small World. That song has caused more misery than malaria on this planet.
That is the most translated song in the world. Did you know that? Translated into more languages than any other song.
Does it suck in all of them?
You can hear that song one time, and it will never leave your mind.
See? That's a hook, my friend. That's what we call a hook.
It certainly is.
It's a good time right there. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's a world of...
Yeah, don't get us started now.
Let's see. Here's a shocking, shocking story no one saw coming. According to the New York Daily News, Adam Lambert of American Idol may be gay.
What? Oh, come on. What? What are you talking about?
That's ridiculous.
This should not happen in America.
He apparently was on a double date at the Outback restaurant in Burbank this week with Anoop Desai and Megan Joy Corkery.
Oh, yeah.
They're apparently seeing each other. The two of them, Anoop and Megan. Yeah, how about that? And he was there with another fella. And apparently he introduced this fella as my boyfriend to someone.
Oh, God, no.
So the rumor is that he may actually be gay.
Wow, that is a shock.
I know, look. I know.
I thought I had better gaydar than that. I thought I would have picked up some signal from watching him all season long.
You'd
but,
think.
Man, that just blindsided me.
You'd think. And speaking of gay, Cynthia Nixon, star of Sex and the City, she plays Marina on that.
Miranda.
I don't think there is a Marina on that show. She has announced her engagement. Wait a minute, save your God.
Okay.
She has announced her engagement to her current girlfriend, Christine Marinoni.
I don't know who that is.
Have you ever seen Christine Marinoni?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks reminiscent of a young Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
not attractive.
She is rough. So apparently they are engaged. They announced their news at a Love, Peace, and Marriage Equality gay rights over the weekend in New York City. And I think it's great that gays have a chance to regret their decisions just as much as heterosexuals do. So in a few years when she wakes up next to Christine Marinoni, she's going to pull out the old Chewbacca sound effect.
I only pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
That's right. And Fox has pulled the plug on its series Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I like either that show or the real one. I like both of them.
I did too. I thought it was a real good show, but ratings were low. And so Fox said no more Terminator, which is sad because it's got so much buildup with the new movie. You'd think it would be a nice companion piece for the new film, but it is going bye-bye. Dollhouse, as I mentioned yesterday, that was still sticking around on the schedule for Fox.
That was the better show of those two, though, I think, don't you?
Dollhouse?
For me it was.
I didn't think so. I really liked Terminator.
Yeah, I did too. Here's the thing. Here's the little political intrigue part of this whole story. Dollhouse, produced by Fox. Terminator, produced by Warner Brothers.
Right.
Which show do you think they're going to save if they're both equally low in ratings?
Sure.
The one that they make the most money on.
You see how show business works, kids?
Wow.
It's not all pixie dust and glamour.
I thought it was.
No.
Wow.
I'll tell you, it's a world of laughter. It's a world of tears.
Don't get into that.
It's a world of something and something else.
Beers.
And beers.
Beers.
It's a small world after all. Everybody!
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small
celebrity
that for
show.
Me was better than the original.
Thank
Dude,
you.
You're in it to win it.
Thank
I
you.
Love it, baby.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you very much. Georges St. Pierre.
Huh? What's wrong with you today?
I have no idea. I feel drunk. I don't know why.
Too excited about your plans tonight?
I am not. I'm not drunk, and yet I feel it. I don't
you're
know
me.
How I did this, but I like this feeling. It's kind of cool to be able to feel drunk without actually having to imbibe the alcohol. Georges St. Pierre, UFC fighter, is 28 years old today. Celtics center Kevin Garnett celebrates his 33rd birthday. Pete Townsend of The Who turned 64, and actor Peter Mayhew, who was Chewbacca in Star Wars, celebrates his 65th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. We had him in the studio. Remember that time we had Peter Mayhew in the studio? And he was in the Chewbacca costume.
That's kind of sad.
And
in the parking lot.
Seth Green showed up just to hang out with him.
That's right. Dude showed up in the costume.
But if that's what you have.
And he's got problems with his knees and everything. He's got arthritis because he's a giant, you know, so he's got some problems. And he came in.
He's got a walker.
He was exhausted. Remember, he could barely breathe.
And how old is he today, Ralph?
He's 65.
And that's his life, is putting on the smelly suit again.
Oh.
Wow, that's rough.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
It's a world of laughter, a world. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You want to try that again?
Yep.
It's Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday morning. Before we get to our guest, Ralph, unfortunately, your devilish invention, the murder button, is now coming back to haunt you.
Why?
Why?
Christian emails in, well, now I'm going to have the Small World theme song stuck in my head all goddamn day. It's the murder button, please, for Ralph. So wow. Apparently he wants to invent the murder button and use it against you for singing that song on the radio this morning because now he'll be able to think of nothing else.
That is not the spirit behind It's a Small World, by
not
the
just,
way.
Not just all day either, the rest of his life. That song takes one time and it's in your mind for the rest of your life.
That is true. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Porn star Stormy Daniels on the way coming up next hour. And we'll talk to our friend Jimmy Kimmel in just a few minutes. First, though, you know, you think all the TV's done. You think the season finales are fast and furious. There's a big one left next Tuesday at 9 on CBS. That's tonight. Tonight on CBS, it's The Mentalist. And we're very excited to welcome back to the program actor Simon Baker. Forgot what day it was for a minute there. Hey, Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
Simon, congratulations. Really, The Mentalist is, I guess, the biggest hit of all the new shows this year, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it's done very well. Thank you for tuning in, folks.
I remember when we talked to you right at the beginning of the show, and you said, yeah, I think it's really, really good. But are you at all surprised to see how quickly it took off, how fast it got this popular?
Well, you know, with television, it's weird because the show can be really, really good and no one will watch it.
Yeah.
And it can be sort of all right and a lot of people will watch it. But I think we got really lucky and we hit the jackpot. I think the show is really good. I'm very proud of it. Great show on tonight. The finale's a corker of the show. I'm very, very happy with it. I'm really amped for that.
It's your search for Red John, which is the guy who killed your wife and kid, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's a really, really intense, lots of twists and turns. And Robin Tunney's in it, mate, all the way through.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. Now, Simon, when you said that you were amped for the finale, I sensed that that was you making fun of an American colloquialism. Is that something that you just learned here in the States? It's something you don't use back home in Australia?
You know, maybe I was making fun of it, maybe I wasn't.
You were.
Well, how did we make fun of Corker then? How about that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm handing the work to you, mate. All right. There. Hey, it's a small world, baby.
It's a small world.
Oh, there he goes again.
What's wrong with you?
There we go.
Small world.
I got to tell you, I play along the home game when I watch this show. And I think, okay,
it's not easy, is it?
What's he going to see that everybody else in the scene is missing? Here's a little clip of your character and how he describes things.
His knuckles and his knees suggest that he was overpowered in a hand-to-hand struggle. The blow to the head was a coup de grace. But the ground around him is relatively undisturbed, which means that the struggle would have taken place elsewhere.
Yeah, I didn't get any of those. That was zero for I don't think I've ever gotten one. Not one time have I gotten one.
Sometimes we show you all the information, sometimes we don't.
I'd like to think you never do. That's what I'd like to think.
You know, Simon, I think one of the strengths of the show is not just the Sherlock Holmes thing you've got going on, but your supporting cast with Robin Tunney and Amanda Rigetti and Tim Kang, just everybody is so good on your show.
Yeah, everyone's just really defined their characters, which works very well on a show like this. Otherwise, a lot of these shows, it's sort of like the main character and then the chorus of the other characters. And it was really important for me that in the writing, they punctuated and defined each of the characters so that there was a lot of different personalities and we felt sort of like a team or a dysfunctional family in a sense.
If the Mentalists were called into a crime scene and the guy who is the suspect turns out to be the dude from Lie to Me, would you guys be able to read each other? How would that work?
It'd be a read-off.
Yeah.
Simon's character, for those of you that don't watch, used to be a fake psychic and decided to go straight, and now he's using his powers of observations. Yeah. Which is a.
He was a gay fake psychic that decided to go straight.
I don't think I said gay, but maybe you tell me. It's your character.
A plot point for next season.
The straight and narrow. Straight. I think we mean.
Yeah. He's a self-confessed fraud.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what I meant to say. I said it poorly.
We're talking to Simon Baker, the star of The Mentalist. Of course, season finale is tonight at 9 on CBS. I know you probably finished filming a while, but what are you doing now and what would be your hiatus from work, Simon? Are you working on another movie or what?
Yeah, I am. I'm in New York at the moment. I've got to do a bunch of press stuff and all the sort of TV upfront stuff is all this week. But I'm in the process of shooting a film with Casey Affleck and Kate Hudson, Jessica Alba, called The Killer Inside Me.
Wow, way to bury the lead. You start with Alba on that one, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You lead off with Alba on that one.
Yeah. Not that interested in Casey Affleck.
I'm
just saying.
No, that's right. You got to list them in the order of interest. Well, that sounds great. And then tonight is the season finale. And then, of course, The Mentalist will be back next year. And we're very excited about that as well.
Yeah.
You do good work, Simon. Thanks for taking some time.
Hey, well, thanks for your support, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Bye now. Puddle of Mud.
Yeah!
How about that? For real on the world-famous K-Rock at 7:23.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Our old friend Jimmy Kimmel joins us in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, how about a preview of the NBA Finals, including Game 1 in the next round? What?
I wish it was the Finals.
Well, I mean, the road to the Finals, you know, of course, Lakers, Denver tonight. Then you've got Orlando and Cleveland is the game that starts tomorrow night. And a former sports guy, the Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith, heard nationwide on his afternoon program with Petros Papadakis, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show now. Hey, Money.
What's happening, guys?
Uh-oh.
Money, you at the mall?
No. I am, the kids, they're running around. They got the school that's starting. They want dad to make waffles and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
So throw them out of the room. Sorry
about
that.
You're a dad. That is scary.
Scarier than the Lakers have been doing in this postseason.
What about that? What about, is it Kenny Smith? Is that his name from TNT who basically was just furious at the Lakers for the way they played against the Rockets, saying they don't respect the league, they act like they can win it whenever they want, so why try? I mean, he really came down hard on them.
That would be Kenny Smith, and then Mark Jackson on the ABC broadcast after Game 6. I think at the end of the game, the exact quote was, "That's it, I'm through. I'm through with him."
Yeah.
Kobe, he's very good at deflecting criticism and negativity into comedy or turning it into comedy.
Right.
You know, they said, "Well, what is it with this team?" And he said, "What is it with this team? We're freaking bipolar." And even though he said that as a joke, he's absolutely right. You know, you never know which Laker team is going to show up. And when it's the one that's in Game 5 and Game 7, when Pau Gasol and Andrew Bynum are effective and very effective and really the number one and two offensive options for the Lakers, they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
Because nobody has that length. Nobody has that ability to stop two guys that are over 7 foot.
But what makes them... because to me, it comes down to defense. You can tell at the beginning of the game, defense is something that you can be consistent on every game if you want to. It's not like shooting, which comes and goes. You can play defense. And when they don't, they just suck, and it's disappointing, and it's angering, and why?
Well, it's the super, uber smart kid in class that doesn't study and still gets B's. You know, that's what the Lakers are. They don't have to play defense, and they can still win a game by 10 points because they're so offensively talented. And defense is what takes, defense is homework. Defense is listening to the lectures. Defense is actually putting in the time and actually exerting effort on both ends of the court.
Right, but they can turn it on like they did in Game 5 and Game 7. Right. I mean, they were playing great defense both games, but not 6.
Because they had to.
Yeah.
There was that sense of urgency in both of those games. They had to win Game 5. They had to win Game 7. These are guys on the Laker team that are good enough to be great defenders. Length, athleticism, lateral movement, they are good enough to be a great defensive team. And actually, they were over the course of the regular season. They were tied. I think they were 6th in opponent field goal percentage, which is the number one statistical measure for how good is your team defense. Problem is, they're now going up against a Nuggets team that was right up there with Houston. I think Denver was 3rd in the league in opponent field goal percentage.
I was going to ask how they match up against Denver.
I told you guys when this series started against Houston, when the series against Houston began, that it's just a bad matchup for the Lakers. That the way the Rockets play, the personnel they have is not good for them.
Right.
I think the Nuggets are a good matchup for the Lakers as far as them getting victories. Denver's a very emotional team. They get frustrated if they trail by 10 or 12, and they'll just quit. And granted, that's changed a little bit since they acquired Chauncey Billups, who's the guy that just destroyed the Lakers in the 2004 playoffs. I think we still owe some dude money for that, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
they, that's the problem with the Nuggets. And the Lakers, I think, are 12-2 or something like that against the Nuggets, their last 14. George Karl has never won a game at Staples Center.
Awesome.
Since he's been the head coach of the Nuggets.
See, but that scares me because that, to me, sounds like the team's going to go, well, you know, they've never, you know, 12 games, whatever, they haven't won, blah, blah, blah.
So we have to try.
Don't come out and try.
Well, I think the difference is a lot of people are picking the Nuggets. You know, it's nobody picked the Rockets to beat the Lakers.
Right.
People thought the Lakers were just going to sweep their way to the finals. The Cavs would sweep their way to the finals, and then we'd get the only series that would be worth mentioning in the NBA playoffs, LeBron versus Kobe. Now that, you know, you go to your SportsIllustrated.com or your Fox Sports, your ESPN.com, and you're going to see, you know, it's at least 35%, at some places 50% of their so-called basketball experts picking the Nuggets to win this series.
Let me ask you this question, though. Is that because specifically because of the way the Lakers played against Houston, or have they been saying that all along?
I think it's specifically because of the way the Lakers are playing. You know, the Nuggets, the Nuggets are playing great basketball. They haven't lost at home. They're winning by an average, I think, something like 17 points at home over their opponents. It's a tough place to play. You know, it's mile high. It's a different atmosphere. Your lungs start to burn in the middle of the first quarter. If you don't push through that, you're dust. But they didn't really play anyone. They played a New Orleans team that quit on their coach, Byron Scott. They played a Dallas team that had an owner that lost his freaking mind at the end of game three.
Yes, he did.
And basically announced to everybody that there's no way they're going to win the series because, you know, they didn't win that game, so he threw the fit.
Yeah.
So I think they have not faced any adversity in the postseason. You know, the Lakers played a Utah team that was banged up all year and started to get healthy toward the end of the season. That was very talented and nearly, you know, and made the Western Conference semis last year, pushed the Lakers to six games. And then they played a very tough, gritty, makes-you-work-for-it Houston team. So I think the Lakers are actually in an all right spot. The thing about the Nuggets is they, like the Lakers, that they can have one of those games where they'll hang 135 points.
Yeah.
Because everything's working. Carmelo's, you know, going for 30. Billups is going for 25, and their bench can go for 60. So that's the danger of the Nuggets is they have offensive talent that can make you have to keep pace with what they can do. And that means, you know, one of those old school Alex English, you know, Denver Nuggets, 1983, 150 to 145 games that we used to see with the Lakers. And it'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun.
So what's the series going to do? Who's going to win and how many?
I think the Lakers are going to win. I don't think it's going to be as hard as people think it is.
Five or six?
I know some are saying six or seven. I think the Lakers can win these first two games at home, get a split in Denver, come back and wrap it up in five.
Wow, that'd be great.
Isn't it hilarious as a final note, Money, and we always appreciate your insight, especially since you're part of the Laker broadcast team. You know this team as well as anyone. Isn't it funny that the venue, the Pepsi Center in Denver, is already booked for another event for Game 4?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm leaving with the team on Friday, and I, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll be playing at the Rec Center, and I'll just be at Pepsi Center watching some John Cena and WWE.
Yeah, they got Monday Night Raw scheduled for there, which I just think is hysterical. That's the way to have confidence in your team, is to rent out the building ahead of the series.
You know, they signed that contract, by the way, April 15th, which is nuts considering that was the end of the regular season.
Wow, yeah.
And the Nuggets were the number two seed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Signed it out on April 15th. Yeah, go figure that one out.
That's funny.
All right, Lakers and Nuggets tonight, and then tomorrow night it's Orlando and Cleveland. We will stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for coming on, Money. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock, porn star Stormy Daniels, one of the biggest in the world, and the next senator from the great state of Louisiana. Here's her tweet from first thing this morning, Kevin. You'll appreciate this. Right. Again, this is Stormy Daniels and her tweet. This is her day. Just got out of the shower, heading to do the Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock this morning, and then to bang Sasha. What a day.
All right.
So we're the warm-up, apparently.
Sounds like Sasha gets the better end of the deal.
It sure does. It sure does. All right. 7:40. How about our old friend Jimmy Kimmel back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show? Hey, James. How are you, man?
Is Sasha a man or a woman?
That's Mike, a great question. You're the Stormy Daniels expert. What do you think?
I just changed my name to Sasha. That's
we don't know, Jimmy. It doesn't matter, really.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We're going to find out.
I'm now looking at Stormy Daniels on my computer.
Yeah.
Looks like a real whore, I'll be honest with you.
You're talking about the next senator for the great state of Louisiana, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
A little respect, if you don't mind.
Come on. So, where are you? You're in New York? What do you got going on?
Oh, you should see me right now. I'm in my underpants looking at myself in the mirror. It's a spectacular sight.
Yeah, I don't really ever need to see that.
I had a time before the boxing match, we went to the weigh-in, and we all went to the hospital so I could be weighed and my health could be checked. And I went behind the curtain.
Right.
I took off all my clothes for no reason, and when the doctor opened the curtain, you guys looked out.
That was not funny, it turns out. There's been more male nudity on this program that I'll never be able to get out of my eyes. I just don't know what the deal is.
That's why I like Jimmy, though, is he uses nudity as a weapon.
Do you remember that night, Kevin, we were playing poker at Adam's house, and I got naked outside and climbed in through the window naked into the room we were playing poker in?
I don't remember that. Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
We had a newscaster on one time that we were very hot for. I think her name was Gretchen Carlson. Remember?
She worked
on Channel 7 at the time. I think she's gone off to do national TV now. But Ralph Garman had the hots for her, and he walked into the studio with her, and he walked in completely butt naked, just walked right in while she was being interviewed on the air.
Just acted like nothing was wrong. Yeah. Everything's the same.
Those were in the old days before lawyers existed.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Well, listen, let's talk about your little TV show, which shockingly still airs weeknights at 12:05 on ABC. I know it's been, it's been sweeps period. It's, the TV, they pull out the big guns and the big guests. You have had some phenomenal guests on your program, and you continue through tonight.
I know, but I'm still trying to get the visual of Ralph walking in naked out of my head.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be there for a while, James. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
we had
Eminem and Mike Tyson were on the show on Friday. I think we're rerunning that tonight because I'm in New York right now.
Eminem and Mike Tyson.
It's right. You know, it's like one of those things for me, and you guys know this better than anyone, that if people said, like, who are the two people you would most want to, like, have dinner with? And, I mean, it really was a crazy thing to have both of those guys there on the show together.
Yeah, you never get used to that either, do you? I mean, I remember when you did that Christmas song with Mike Tyson. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
But awesome. Now, I hear rumors that you did it, that you recorded or you're going to record a duet with Eminem.
I did record one.
You recorded a duet with him.
It wasn't really a duet as much as, although he's on it rapping, but it was him training me to become a rapper.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so that doesn't air tonight. They're saving that. That's going to come out sometime during the NBA Finals.
Is
that
one of our NBA Finals pre-shows? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And where's his head at these days, Eminem? He was unbelievably quiet for the years that he was away until this new record came back out. I mean, is he still angry at the world?
I don't know how angry he really is at the world in general. I mean, I think that there a little bit of it is just you have to be a tough guy to be a rapper, especially a white rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy who picks his daughters up from school every day and drops them off again at every day, you know, so I don't really know that. I mean, I think he's mainly just had a drug problem he's had to deal with.
Yeah, he was in and out of rehab and all kinds of problems.
I was telling him, we were going through some of the, when we were trying to write the song, we're going through some of my, like, childhood pain and stuff like that, and I was telling him these stories, and he thought I was kidding when I was telling these stories about, like, my mother pretending to be dead until we cried, and me bringing a briefcase to the first day of junior high school and that sort of thing. And afterwards, we're walking out, and he's laughing about it, and I said, I wasn't joking. Like, are you serious? I say it again. He's like, wow, you really had some, like, pain.
Wow. He thought you were kidding the whole time.
He thought I was making things up because they were ridiculous, but I wasn't.
You got your own 8 Mile, man. You got a very serious and heavy cross to bear. What are you going to do?
I know.
Now, how about your friend Mike Tyson? I know you've spent a lot of time with over the years. We had him on the show last week talking about this documentary, and he almost doesn't know what to make, it seems like, of how raw that documentary is and how much of his feelings are exposed.
Yeah, because to him, he's always been him, and it's just other people kind of realizing that he's... I think, you know, you watch it, and I think he can't help but feel like he is a victim more than anything.
I do, too.
And I tell you, let me give you my favorite parts of the documentary.
Right. This is a documentary called Tyson, which is in selected theaters.
Number one, where he talks about how he was, how much he loves women, and how he said, "I would just, I."
Yes, he did say that. There's a woman he met like in an elevator or something, right?
I don't think that applies to women, fellatio, but
yeah. Well, maybe it does. Who knows?
My other part was where he's talking about how popular he was in Japan. He was so popular, they made tangerine figures of me, and it took me a long time to figure out that he meant figurines.
I never did figure that out. That's what it is.
Tangerine figure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what? How does a guy like Mike Tyson make money for the rest of his life, Jim?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody who actually worked on the documentary last night, and they were saying that in recent years, he's been offered $20 million to fight Holyfield. And he says no. Because, I think there's a couple reasons. Number one, I think he's got too much respect for the sport to do that. I think he knows that he can't fight nearly as well as he used, not even close.
Right.
And number two, I think he's scared of making a lot of money because I think he's scared of all those bad things happening again. I think he'd rather just kind of make it and not have the problems that he
has. Yeah, he kind of sounded like that, like money just is trouble for him.
He seemed very sober to me, and I think when he's boxing, other people are in control of his life, and I think now he's more in control of his life than he was, because there aren't a bunch of people trying to sponge a lot of money off of him, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, because in the movie, I mean, he says, look, I know people say, how do you burn through $300 million, as he did a couple of times in his career, but he says, if I have money, I have to spend it. I either have to be totally broke or the richest man in the world. I can't be somewhere in between, which I thought was really interesting.
He spent like $15 million on tangerine figures.
I hear that's true. You know? Well, he had to commission them. Somebody had to make them. You know? All right, so you have Eminem and Mike Tyson tonight. And then,
yeah, that's tonight. Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, you have Ben Stiller. And yes. And a little band by the name of No Doubt.
Yeah, that's right. That is true. How about that stuff is true.
How about that? That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Good times on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Of course, weeknights at 12:05 ABC Channel 7. Jim, have a great time in New York. We always love catching up with you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Last time I spoke to you guys from my hotel room in New York, I think, was when Piazza got traded to the Mets.
Or to the
Marlins, actually, at the time.
Yeah, you were very upset.
I was not happy. I think Frank Sinatra died that week, too.
We had to send somebody up to Jimmy's room to make sure he was okay. It was really sad. All right, James, we want to talk to you again just before your rap with Eminem comes out, all right?
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you, man.
Right, take care.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget Stormy Daniels joining us after the news at 8 o'clock. She's here, by the way, and I am making plans to move to Louisiana to vote for her right now. That is happening. So.
You know, coincidentally, Stormy is also Miss May in the Wicked Pictures calendar that hangs in my office.
Oh, I didn't
what
know
What are
that.
The odds that we'd have a Miss May? A Miss May would come in here in the month that she's also...
That's a good question.
Featured photograph in the calendar.
We didn't know that. It's all falling together.
I think maybe we should try to see if we can get a streak going.
Okay.
See if we can get Miss June in and Miss July.
See, this is the pattern. This is what the pattern ought to be. Come on.
That's a good plan.
All right. 7:56, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat Free Tuesday. What the hell's going on?
I feel bad for Phil Spector. Word is that while he's in prison, he can't wear his wigs.
Oh, what does he look like without his wigs?
Really good.
I've never seen him.
The wig would be considered as contraband. It would be confiscated along with any other personal items.
He should have thought of that before he killed that person.
Says a source there at prison. Yeah, that probably would have been enough to keep him from pulling the trigger.
You know,
if he couldn't wear his famous wigs in prison, he would know that would be too much of a cost to pay.
Too much to bear.
Yep.
Yes. So, don't you feel bad for him?
Nope.
He can't wear his hilarious wigs.
Well, I will miss the comedy, but I'm glad he's gone.
ABC has announced which of its TV series it'll be keeping this fall and which ones we'll be saying bye-bye to. And sadly, Cupid is going away.
Who?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
I can't believe Lisa May didn't watch that.
I never heard of it. I read one review and went, okay, I'm out.
This is the second time around they've tried to make a series about a guy who thinks he's Cupid.
I remember the Jeremy Piven one, yeah.
Oh.
That also got canceled like mid-first airing. So they said, oh, well, it didn't work the first time. I bet it's got to not work the second time.
So I'm halfway sure through the airing, right. Someone called and said, take it off now.
Yes. In The Motherhood, the comedy with Megan Mullally and Cheryl Hines.
Cheryl Hines, yes.
That's right.
Also canceled. Yeah. Samantha Who.
Hey!
Surprisingly.
That is a shock.
Christine Applegate comedy.
I really like that show, canceled. But I have to say that it got more ridiculous this last season.
Without the boobs?
No.
No.
That's not what she meant at all.
Oh, I thought maybe that she thought.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Something bad.
This is me laughing.
Happened.
And The Unusuals, which I'm really sad about because I really enjoyed that program.
I did too.
Yeah, I like that one too.
With Amtam, our pal Amber Tam.
We don't call her Amtam.
You call her Amtam.
Nobody calls
all
her
the
that.
Time. And also
Harold Perrineau.
Harold Perrineau from Lost.
Adam Goldberg.
Yeah, good cast.
I thought so too.
They're all gone. So
maybe we're the curse for TV shows. If we like them, they go away.
So you're saying we should like Two and a Half Men more?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Until death.
Speaking of TV shows, Ralph, I'm very offended that you bailed on American Idol, because now I'm all by myself on the show here. But
I watch it.
You're offended?
Tonight you got your finale. You're not going to be watching to see Cindy Lauper and Lionel Richie.
Oh, as mother part of the effers. These mother effers. How
Did
and
you
why?
See?
This
yes.
is how bad they had to get to drive me away, and they continue.
This
with their
is
badness.
What I've been saying for years.
Yeah, but you were wrong. Now I'm right.
But doesn't it seem like American Idol finale, which is going to be? It has to be one of the 10 biggest TV events of
right.
the entire year, right? Including the Super Bowl and the Oscars. I mean, it's going to be a huge television show. Can't Fox do better than Cyndi Lauper and Lionel Richie?
That's what I've been saying.
What's why that about?
Why do you watch it then?
I'm invested at this point. I mean, I want to see Adam win. But it seems weak sauce. That's all I'm suggesting.
You think?
Here's the
yes.
thing. You're not invested. You have no money involved. You can just not watch tonight and you're out. It's just that simple.
But you want to see it through to the end if you have been following it all season long.
Have Dave tweet you with what happens.
Good call.
So here's my question for both of you.
What?
Next season.
They're out.
I'm out.
Out.
I'm out.
Bean?
Awesome.
I'm in. I think I'm in.
How can
what
you still be in?
Well,
what
do
they
have
how bad does the show have to be before I say it's no longer worth my while?
I skipped one season. I missed the Carrie Underwood Daughtry season, and I've regretted it ever since because I feel like I should have been there at the beginning.
Does that haunt you?
It does.
Decision haunt you?
When you say you regretted it ever since, you don't mean that at all, right?
I mean, you know, I sometimes wake up in a cold sweat going, why wasn't I there to see Carrie Underwood's audition? You know?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I give it the benefit of the doubt because there are enough moments, as Kevin always says about comedies, that may not be great. There are moments that make you laugh. And that's the thing about American Idol is that a lot of it blows, but
yes.
there's enough that's good
nope.
that makes you go, well, it's worth tuning
nope.
into.
We don't care. Dude, we don't care.
Oh,
we
no.
don't
yeah.
care. Don't care.
Keyboard kitty, I gotta leave.
Don't care.
Bean off with the keyboard kick.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's just not true. There aren't enough moments anymore. It's almost all bad with a few fleeting moments of something interesting.
They have Cyndi Lauper and Lionel Richie on the season finale.
And you know what else in between those? Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Yeah,
trying to be funny and trying to be, oh, aren't I witty? Let me cut down Simon, who's wearing the same shirt again. Oh, you're so old, Simon. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Dean, you're bad.
I accept your score.
All right.
I can't even get to my Thor movie news because you got me
God
off on this tangent.
It.
Let's get to Thor.
I don't have time for Thor. Right. I'll have to push Thor back to the next hour. Today's celebrity birthday. You won't believe who's directing the Thor movie. That's all I'm going to tell you. You won't believe it. You won't freaking believe it.
Lightning. It'll be a good time.
Jed the Fish. Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca in all the Star Wars movies. He is 65 years old. Musician Pete Townsend celebrates his 64th birthday. Kevin Garnett. Center for the Boston Celtics is 33 years old today. UFC fighter Georges St-Pierre celebrates his 28th birthday. And Tim Matteig of Under Oath, he's the guitarist for that band. He is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our next guest was the AVN Best New Starlet back in 2004 and has never looked back since then. And we hope she's the next senator from the great state of Louisiana. Ladies and gentlemen, Stormy Daniels joins us on the Kevin Beat Show. Hey, Storm, good morning.
Good morning.
Call her Storm, do you be? No time for E.
No time for E.
That takes up too much of your time.
I'm very busy.
I call her Stowe. How about that?
Whoa!
Now, Ralph, I think we ought to start with you because it was you who called this campaign to our attention and said that Kevin and Bean have to get behind. We don't ordinarily endorse candidates, but you said this is one that we need to work on.
Well, I thought it was a fascinating story because really Stormy didn't have anything to do with it either. There is a group of people in Louisiana who are trying to draft her to get her to run for the Senate seat in the great state of Louisiana because they believe she could do a better job than the current senator.
Well, that's not saying that much.
That's true.
Current senator's
bad. Got embroiled in the D.C. Madam scandal where his phone number was found in her records as being a client, and now he says that his wife has forgiven his sin and the great state of Louisiana should do as well.
All right, Stormy, what the hell is the deal here? Why did they even pick you as a potential senator, though? Why are they trying to draft you of all people?
I think they wanted someone as
like far on the opposite end of the spectrum as David Vitter, who ran on such a strong family values platform and anti-sex and anti-abortion and anti-sex education and very, very right wing. And they're like, who could we possibly get that would be the furthest from that? And it's pretty common knowledge that I'm from Louisiana.
You're born there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And they started this draftstormy.com site that I knew nothing about. And I guess it actually was going on for a while. They were up in D.C. and like they had like a pep rally, they called it. And, a friend of mine sent me the link and said, oh, my gosh, you're a genius. And I wrote back, well, yes, I am.
Yes.
But I had nothing to do with this. And I was actually pretty annoyed about it at first because I own the trademark on my name and my pictures. And, and I thought that they were using me to make a mockery of the government because we all know about the whole Mary Carey thing. And
Right.
I was really, really against it. And then I went out to get my mail one morning and there were reporters in my front yard. And I was like, what is going on? And I just got flooded with all this email and I started doing some research on it. And I thought, gosh, you know, if they think I'm a better choice, how bad is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, and then I really started looking into it and I still honestly wanted nothing to do with it. And a good friend of mine whose opinion I value very much said, you know, very few people are handed such an opportunity. And even if you don't want to become a senator or pursue politics, you should use all this press as an opportunity to get word out about things that are important to you and important to everyone.
So might you run?
Yeah. Now I actually might.
Okay. And if you win?
Then
we're all moving to Louisiana.
Yes, we are. And I'm taking a huge pay cut.
Well, that is true.
That's true.
Well, the first thing you need to do is get Governor Jindal involved in some sort of a sex scandal. That's the first thing you got to do in that state, right?
I don't know if I can bring myself to do that.
That seems rough.
But, I mean, seriously, all you need is one video with him, and then the Democrats will love you. They'll vote for you. But crazy. So
you know what? I actually agree with Jindal on a lot of his policies, though. Like, he's trying to, like, make it much, much stricter on, like, child predators and stuff. So I actually agree with him on some of his policies.
Yeah, well, who could be against that? I mean, yeah, that just makes good sense. So, it sounds to me like you're fanning the flames of publicity a little bit by even saying that you would consider running. It's not something you'd really do, right?
No, actually it would, and that's the big misconception is that every single press conference I do, every single interview I do, I get accused of doing this to further my porn career.
Right.
And the honest truth is I'm under contract with Wicked Pictures. I've been there for 7 years. It doesn't matter how famous I get. People can't suddenly start calling me and hiring me because I'm under contract. My salary is set in stone at Wicked. I'm not going to make any more money.
Mm-hmm.
And most people aren't aware that girls in the industry do not make royalties. So I could sell a million more copies of my porn, and it's not going to financially help me. As a matter of fact, it's hurting me because doing this listening tour and doing these interviews and things like that is taking away from time that I could be out on the road dancing and making money. So it's actually quite the opposite. When I explain that to people, they're like, oh, wow, I guess, you know, maybe you are kind of doing it for the right reason.
Now, wait, are you telling me we're keeping you from humping someone or stripping someplace?
You're making me late to hump someone. That's what you're doing.
This is horrible.
You're the wrong thing. Now, is Wicked going to understand if you become a senator? I mean, you're under contract with them.
Why couldn't you do both?
I guess she could. I just would never have thought of that.
Yeah, you know what?
Just a different theme.
True.
We could set up a little studio in Louisiana. That's all.
All right. Well, the good news is that the election isn't for a year and a half. And I think the owner of Wicked is actually one of my most favorite people in the world. He's very cool and understanding. And I think he would be okay if, you know, if I just had to move into strictly directing. Because I'm starting to get to that point anyway, honestly.
Right.
I'm old for a porn star. Porn years are like dog years. I should be dead.
But you have been writing and producing and directing your own stuff for a while now,
yes,
right?
Yes, for about 5 years.
So you might just go into that full time?
Yes. I'm never going to leave the adult industry. Like, I think that would just be an incredibly horrible slap in the face. I look around at all the places I've been, all the things I have, and I've been very fortunate, and all of that stuff is basically because of Wicked Pictures. Mm-hmm. So I would never, like, denounce my porn career.
Right. Right.
I think it's hysterical that the guy at Wicked Pictures is going to have to potentially at one point say, I can't believe I lost another one of my porn stars to Congress. God damn it. Why does this keep happening? Like, that's the last thing they really worry about when they hire a girl for under contract, right? So have you already started on these listening tours where you've actually met with citizens of Louisiana to hear what's on their mind?
Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago, and we did a couple of stops. And I was really nervous because I thought – no one's going to come. Or if they do, it's going to be all...
And that's bad in your business.
Hey, easy.
No one's going to show up for the press conference.
Jeez. Right, or it's going to be hecklers or some protesters outside.
And I would be nervous because, let's face it, if you're a politician, you're supposed to be an expert on everything.
And I'm not.
It's super easy to be confused or to not be up to speed with a specific issue or something like that. It's easy to become embarrassed under scrutiny like that.
Right.
And you know that there are going to be people there who are trying to make that happen. They're going to ask your opinion on something that you clearly don't know anything about, and that's an awkward position to be in.
I'm used to being in awkward positions.
Nicely done.
Now, so what happened when you arrived at your first listening tour?
I'd like to ask you a question if I could.
Yeah, was it like a GlamourCon or one of those
things? No,
you would have wanted autographs?
Can you sign my butt?
Sweaty guys from Erotic LA?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
I was expecting that, but it was all press and the place was packed and they asked all legitimate questions and most of them I knew the answers to or I had an opinion on. And if I didn't, I just flat out said, you know what? I have no idea what the answer to that question is, and this is a listening tour, not a speaking tour, and I'm here to gather information.
But I have a blue ribbon panel. Work that in a few times.
Right.
All looking into
it.
And everybody
was really respectful.
Stormy, if you're honest like that, you're never going to get anywhere in politics.
That's
what they
recognize.
Said. There's no room for that in politics, saying I don't know to an answer.
But I think so. I mean, I really do wish, and I don't want to get off on a tangent about actual politics and waste Stormy Daniels' beauty and time, but I do think that so many politicians, if they would craft an answer based on common sense rather than on what they think will play well in the media or what will be not offend people, I think we'd be so much better off. I mean, honestly, if you're a smart person who has some good ideas, that's all I need.
I agree 100%. I think one of the biggest problems with this country in general is that we've all lost our sense of humor. Like, everybody's so concerned about being politically correct that we don't make fun of ourselves. Get over it. Lighten up.
By the way, especially politicians. That's why I hate to listen to politicians speak, including Obama, who's a great speaker. But they spend all of their time making sure that what they say can't be taken out of context.
But do you remember when he made the reference to the Special Olympics, when he talked about how his bowling skills?
Yeah.
He got crucified for that.
And that was stupid to
That's
me.
Why he I has know. To. He has got to talk like that.
I know, but it sucks that there is no sense of humor like
Thank
that.
Thank you. There's Everybody's always... way too uptight these days.
And if Stormy was in office, there'd be no people wasting time trying to catch her in some sort of sex scandal or anything because her whole life is an open book. So
exactly.
It wouldn't even be an issue.
She could just hand out DVDs.
That's
to the
right.
Press.
Well, see what I've done? Here's Knee Deep in Knockers. Here you go. Take this home. There you go. Enjoy that.
All right. We have to take a quick break. The beautiful Stormy Daniels is here. By the way, StormyDaniels.com or Wicked. Is it WickedPictures/Stormy? Is that where you go?
WickedPictures.com/Stormy. Yes.
And what's this special offer, Joy? What do we have for the K-Rock listeners here today who want to get the deal on Stormy?
Well, they'll get a lot of Stormy, and it's basically a half-price membership to the website with lots and lots of porn.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And the next senator from the great state of Louisiana, we've got more questions for her. We're going to grill her coming up right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We are proud to present Green Day for a special show at the Fonda June 4th. And the only way to get your tickets is to listen to K-Rock for Green Day. When we play that song, be the right caller. It doesn't say here what the right caller is.
You have to guess.
How can you I have to guess. The right
caller 20. You. It's caller 20. And you
don't
can
know that.
Go see the Green Day show from K-Rock. 826.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Our guest is Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
She's, of course, the porn legend in just a few short years. And, she may be taking a break to head to Washington as the next editor for the great state of Louisiana. By the way, what's this video that you guys are talking about that Wicked Pictures sent over or brought in with Stormy that's 16 hours long? What the hell is that all about?
I put it back in the box. Is it Breast Obsessed 3, I think? Maybe
four.
A 64?
4.
1 through 4. I'm in all of them.
Yeah, and 16 hours long?
Yes, 16 hours worth of... material. Four discs, four hours each.
Yeah. The word of the day is chafing.
Yeah. I'm going to do it all in one sitting. I told that. I'm already going to do it one sitting.
With Father's Day just around the corner, that's something you want to definitely consider picking up for the Wicked Pictures website, right? All right. So, Stormy, what do you think is going to happen next in this draft Stormy movement? Where are we headed with this?
We're supposed to be doing our first fundraiser in June. We just set up the exploratory committee this week, so people have already started writing checks, which I was like, you guys are going to give me money. Well, they're not giving me money. They're giving the campaign money. I don't get to keep any of
it. Right. But you get to spend it to run.
I don't get to spend it.
Senator.
They get to spend it. But
you're going to need some new clothes if you're doing listening tours.
I was
you're
like, where's my Sarah Palin shopping spree?
Exactly.
So that's next. And then do some fundraisers. And I definitely want to go back to Louisiana and do a couple more stops in the listening tour because I did Baton Rouge and New Orleans and stuff like that. But I need to get up to the northern part of the state. And then I'll make my decision in
the fall whether or not I'm actually going to run, because the big thing for me is I'm not going to spend any of my own money because that's just foolish.
When you got, that kind of politician is honest.
When you got in touch with the draft Stormy people, what's your relationship with them like? I mean, who are these people that started this movement, and what's that story?
Well, I started the relationship by sending them a nasty email
saying, cut it out.
You're using my picture.
Right.
Stop
by
it.
Saying, hey, you know, don't you think you should, as my campaign manager, shouldn't we at least discuss my strategy together? And then a few other choice words that I can't say on the radio.
Sure.
And he contacted me, and, you know, they were serious, and we actually ended up hitting it off, and he flew to Tampa when I was there to talk to me, and I said, you know, I'm not really interested in doing this, whatever. And he's like, just do a couple interviews, use it to talk about things you want to talk about.
Dork?
What's
the dude a dork?
No, not at
Come
all.
On.
They're just like political science kids down in New Orleans, and they've worked
who
on
never get to meet women otherwise.
No,
unless
they're all
unless they set up a website about
married.
Them.
They are all married.
They are high-fiving each other. This is the best idea we've ever had.
I think it says these guys have real concerns for problems in the state of Louisiana.
They've worked on a lot of campaigns, and you know, they were legit. I thought they were a bunch of Yahoo fans as well, and that's why I was so angry at first. But I've actually been to their offices, and they have they own places in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and one of them's an attorney, and they've worked on several campaigns. This is what they do. They're
wow.
You know, it's so funny, Stormy, because I'm trying to think back, and there may be others that I'm not thinking of, but the last person that I can remember that there was a serious campaign to draft to run for office was Colin Powell. And he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Remember all those people who were trying to get him to run for president?
Yes,
and they started committees and stuff like that. He didn't go for it. It's just, this doesn't come along very often that the people come to you and say, we choose you to serve.
And,
please run.
And Stormy was in a movie called Colin Powell.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, very good.
So there is a coincidence there. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Wow, that is something.
All right. So listening tours, and then you make your decision in the fall. And if you decide to go for it, you're going to take it seriously, and you're really going to campaign. You're really going to work the state, huh?
Yes, I am. I think anyone who knows me knows I don't do anything half, you know.
Asked.
Right.
Yeah.
And
there's another movie I think I saw starting half-assed.
And if I can't be the best at something, then I won't even try to do it. I'm not going to waste my time.
Okay.
It wasn't my intention to ever get into politics. I want to be a director, which is what I've been working for the last 5 years.
Direct the state of Louisiana.
That's what
think of it that way.
That was their angle, too.
Okay. All right.
They're like, you like to stand on things and yell at people. Now you get to yell at more people.
Sure.
That's and get less done.
Right.
I've tried to picture what some of those 90-year-old senators would think the day you got sworn in.
Oh, that would be
just,
the best.
They would freak about. They would die. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to understand the America that we now live in. Yeah. So that's
and
why
all
I
of a sudden
to
you'd have a lot of people that are trying to get meetings with you. Yeah, I'd like to set up a meeting because
discuss that budget.
I have concerns that I would like to present to you.
And yeah, in all honesty, I'm probably not the best person for the job, but maybe by me entering the race, I'll inspire someone who is. And all I really care about is that, first of all, David Vitter gets his hypocritical ass out of office, and whoever is best for the job, whether it be me or someone who hasn't stepped forward yet, that they take over and they help the state out because the state.
I'm inspired right now.
Yeah.
Come on, that's the campaign speech right there. Is I'm not the right person for the job. I love that.
And I'm not the right person for the job, and I'm not going to spend a penny of my own money.
I really don't want to do this. I really want to direct. Vote for me.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. All right. Give out all the relevant websites that you would like people to check out, Stormy.
My website is stormydaniels.com. If you're cheap ass, you can go to myspace.com/stormydaniels.
Wow. Cheap ass. Wow.
Or here's a great deal. Go to wickedpictures.com/stormy and you get half off the membership.
Wow.
There you go.
Do you have to punch in a special code or anything? Do you have to, like, say
just slash Stormy.
That's it?
Just slash Stormy.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
All right, Stormy. I hope you win. I hope you run. I hope you keep in touch and let us know how it's going. We'd like to continue to follow this fantastic story. Thank you very much
Absolutely.
For coming in, though.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I always wish that real life had the button that you have on your TiVo that you can go back 10 seconds. Because if you had that, then you'd have a chance. You'd have a do-over. You'd have a chance to take back some of the stuff that you say and some of the stuff that happens, right?
Or would you have to relive that embarrassing moment over and over again?
See, that's the brutal part of it, is that when you make a mistake, especially with this job, the tape is there and it can be played over and over.
Can't change the past.
You can't change the past. No matter how much you wish you could.
So I guess the question that we're going to ask here is, would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
All right, so we've been rolling tape on the Kevin and Bean Show for many years, but just recently it occurred to us to start saving perfect examples of, well, you know what, if I had the chance to do that over again, maybe I would not have asked that question or made that joke.
We've done moments with for a long time. That's when we make mistakes. Right. This is an attempt at a joke that where you just, you thought it would be funny, you heard it in your head, and it sounded funny in your head, and then you said it out loud, and you realize that it's just not at all.
It's a conscious choice.
Yes.
And apparently all of us are guilty of it, except for Lisa May, who seems to be perfect. I don't know how she does it, but
yeah. I don't try to be funny.
She's not represented. Well, so, apparently we should learn from you.
The first one we were doing an Oscar de la Hoya bit, and and it's mine, and I'd like to say yes. I'd like to take it back. All right.
Oscar, what are you going to do now that you're not going to be boxing anymore? You have any plans, Golden Boy?
I'm going to pursue my career in many things. The Golden Boy, I have a lot of things going for me.
Like what things?
Male stripping.
Okay.
Always been a big fan of painting. I will probably paint some many things.
Really? Wow.
Is it the same kind of painting that we think about when we think painting?
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't get that one.
All right, yeah, that's...
What is that? Listen.
What kind of painting do you mean?
What are you talking
about? Kevin?
That's like someone else. I don't even know who that was. You're going to go with what? You're going to do apartments or a house painting? Why are you going to make a joke about that? You know?
I don't know what that means.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Yes. I think it's gotcha journalism delivered to you. Like, do you mean the same type of painting we mean?
Yeah, I nailed it.
No one had any idea what you were talking about. All right, so if we're keeping... Yes, I would like to take that back.
Okay. All right. The next one is Bean.
So you got a lawn ticket, not good enough, want to get down up front, see Asher Roth, boom, help yourself.
But don't fight to stay, because you are going to get booted then when the other bands come
It's going
to
be a melee.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Who in Cincinnati, isn't it? That's what's happening later on here today.
So then we all looked at it,
the Who in Cincinnati?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad. The Who in Cincinnati?
I know what it means, and it's terrible. Like, why would you even think to reference
that? Okay, how's that your reference?
This is just this past Saturday at the Weenie Roast. And we were talking about how they were going to be asking people to leave one section of the venue and go to another section. Right. And I was suggesting that it would be like the Who in Cincinnati.
I think we all understand.
We got it. We just can't imagine why Cincinnati. You would make a 35-year-old reference.
Because,
there hasn't been any kind of a riot since then.
Remember at Christmas that dude at Walmart got trampled on by those shoppers?
How about that
one? How about that guy?
Maybe that would have been a little bit more timely. Look, the Who changed the rules for general admission concerts because all those people got trampled trying to get into the building in the 70s.
We know the story.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was probably the most accurate example I could have given. Uh-huh. Maybe not the most effective.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I think Walmart Christmas shoppers would have been more effective. So I would say, yes, I would like
all
to take
right.
it back.
All right.
This one is Ralph.
Race to which mountain? That mountain over there.
Keeping it. Stand by.
Oh, really? Yeah. Even now?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say it was a good choice to do that for 3 weeks in a row?
It got better every time I said it. That's what I'm thinking.
So you're saying you wouldn't take
I
that back?
I would not take that back, sir. Wow. I stand by which mountain? That mountain over there. See? Because that was the name
of
the movie.
You would not take it back.
Okay. I'm not taking it back.
All right. Give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Okay, so.
No.
This is a great Mrs. Butterworth debate. All right, here we go. All right, give us some background on Mrs. Butterworth. Is she a slave woman?
Mrs. Butterworth?
Yes. No. Or is that just that whore Aunt Jemima?
What question is that? Kevin?
I need some background.
Aunt Jemima's not a slave woman either. She just happens to be a black woman. All black women aren't slaves.
No, but didn't it look to you like it?
Okay. First of all, Aunt Jemima was not a slave. Mrs. Butterworth is not even black. So where does that even come from?
It's not like a Vegas show.
I'm just saying, didn't it look like it? Like she was a slave?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Again, this isn't any fun for me because I just have a standing yes.
So yes, okay.
I mean, really, all the time. So we were talking about ABBA tribute bands fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And this was done.
ones. And
no, they haven't.
And know which one is the
it's
best.
It's a big country.
Right, which one's fake, which one's real. They know.
This isn't, this isn't big country, Ralph. This is ABBA that we're talking about. Come on.
Yes, he did.
See, because big country is the name of a band.
Sweden is a big country.
Right.
Yeah. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to let that. I'm going to let big country stand. I'm going to say I'm happy with that, and I would do it again today.
Wow. Wow, you have no standards. All right, we're back to me, Dollhouse, talking.
Oh, this is awesome.
Dollhouse, that's happened.
Yes, little Fantasy Island, little Alias, little Quantum Leap.
God,
We'll throw anything in there.
Any whores?
I'm sorry?
Nothing?
Okay, that was us interviewing Joss Whedon, the creator of Dollhouse, right?
Right. Asking what the show was about.
Any whores?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
BS.
Mike, we don't have time for your long description about what happened.
Television shows influence you. And so he starts giving this. Kevin looks at me and writes TV shows and puts question
marks. Right, we don't have time for this whole thing.
And Kevin goes with whores.
Any whores?
Here's the best part. He took it back right then.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, nothing.
Right that second. Nothing. He knew enough to take it back. Nothing.
But he was listing television shows. He mentioned Quantum Leap and Alias. Whores is not a show. It doesn't even fit.
Although if it was, I would watch.
So yes or no?
I'm taking that one. It's a cops.
I tell you, it's a standing yes.
Yes, all right, you'll take that one back.
I'll take them all back because I have a little pride. Not like you guys who stand by your mistakes. Your badness.
Please tell me we're done for now.
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, there's more.
Opened the bar with a ping pong table in it.
This might be the
best
one.
It's a ping pong bar. The entire bar is filled with ping pong tables so people can go. It's like a pool table bar. You know, when you go in, they have all those tables.
Right.
You go in just to play ping pong because she loves ping pong.
The bar has a giant floor on which there are several Olympic-sized ping pong tables.
Wait, King Kong's balls?
What?
Put that in the file.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes. I hope that others might remember the famous joke.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even set up at that point yet.
I mean, it makes sense. Because whenever I hear anything about ping pong balls, I automatically think of the joke whose punchline is, oh, I thought you said King Kong's balls.
Right. But the setup wasn't anything like that. Ralph was saying there is Olympic-sized ping pong table there. He said tables.
Yeah.
He said, wait, ping pong balls?
I ended up the statement with like tables or bar or something. Or New
York. Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, I'll throw that one back in the pond, right. Actually. I will, actually.
All right. So what are we, like 4-1? Ralph's the only one who's not taking stuff back.
No, Bean held on to big country, too.
I held on to big country.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah.
Okay, please tell me we're done now.
We're done now, but until
next week.
Next week when we have plenty of these to go through again. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
You know, some people have a type.
Yes?
See someone dating the same kind of person over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Pink says that she had no idea that she'd end up with a guy like Carrie Hart when she started thinking about who she would end up with. You know, they're back together again. They've kind of patched up their relationship.
Right.
She said she's had all sizes, shapes, and types of guys during her single days. But her first and biggest celebrity crush was Bruce Lee.
Hey!
Bruce Lee?
If I'm not mistaken, he was dead before she was born.
Absolutely.
Huh. So she likes dead guys. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that's her type.
She's saying. Corpses. That's what turns her on.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's hot. Speaking of corpses, Mel Gibson in the news.
Is he a corpse?
Wait, he's not dead. His girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva, is pregnant with child. It's official.
His?
The 53-year-old, yes, is going to be a father again. He has 7 children from his previous relationship. She is 39 years old, has a child from her past relationship with former James Bond, Timothy Dalton. And so, apparently, looks like Mel has... has managed his own second coming, just like Jesus. Second round of fatherhood.
I'm not sure it's just like.
And he's how old, Ralph?
He is 53.
Having another kid. How about
that? Yeah. He's got the cash.
He certainly does.
Take care of the child. So he's good. Hugh Hefner's former girlfriend, Holly Madison, was telling pretty much anyone who would listen a few weeks back that she was completely done showing off her goodies. Never going to take her clothes off again for any photos or any... public appearances. That may have been a tad premature. Apparently, she has signed up to take on the role of Bo Peep in that burlesque show Peep Show that's very popular in Vegas right now.
Oh, all right.
She will take the stage on June the 22nd and will be topless throughout the entire performance.
Really?
So she's got that going for her.
Boobs.
But other than that.
Other than that, she's not showing off her,
this is it.
Her body.
This
short-lived retirement.
This is it. After 50 more shows, then this is it. And if you liked Mamma Mia, maybe you'll like the new ABBA musical. Benny and Bjorn, the two guys from ABBA who wrote all the songs in Mamma Mia, have a musical now called Christina.
Okay.
It is a musical about a family's journey from Sweden to America in the 1800s.
Wow.
Yeah, no one's going to go to that. Yeah. NBC has announced that Law & Order will be coming back for a 20th season.
Wow. Dude.
It'll make it the longest-running live-action show in the history of television, tying a record with Gunsmoke, which was also on for 20 years.
It's a lot of law and a lot of order.
It sure is. But I'll tell you something. That show is damn good.
Isn't the thing about that show is, like ER, they have such a strong framework of stories that it doesn't matter which actors come and go. It's not dependent on who stars that week, right?
Yeah, and it is unlike when we were talking this morning earlier with Simon Baker from The Mentalist. The characters in those shows aren't usually very defined. They just play the cops or the lawyers, so you can swap them out easily with other actors. They don't really develop the characters all that well. It is more about the procedure than it is anything else. But still, the writing on that show, just great. Hmm. Great stuff. So, 20 years of Law & Order. And I told you yesterday that Marvel is working on their Thor movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth, who played James Kirk's dad in Star Trek, played George Kirk in the beginning of the Star Trek movie, has been cast as Thor. More casting news. Tom Hiddleston has been cast as Loki, the god of lies and mischief, who was Thor's brother. But the interesting thing I thought was they've announced who the director is for Thor.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh.
What?
Really?
I can dig it.
Shakespearean actor, director.
Hmm. He's directing
Kenneth
Thor?
Kenneth Branagh is directing the Thor movie, a comic book character.
That's
although
odd.
Thor is sort of very epic in tone and has a lot of, you know, Greek mythology to it and stuff, I guess his Shakespearean background could come in handy, but I thought it was an interesting choice.
He's a good director, though.
He's a good director.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Here's your Thor.
Yeah, that's hot.
Here's your Thor update.
Not interested.
Oh, come on.
That's what I meant to play the first time.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Peter Mayhew. He played Chewbacca in all the Star Wars movies. He's 65 years old today. Only took us four times to get that right.
Yep.
That's not Chewbacca. That's Dave pretending to be a telephone.
It's Chewbacca.
Musician Pete Townsend from The Who.
Yeah.
Is 64 years old today. Actress, model, singer Grace Jones is 57.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Grace Jones?
Yeah.
It's like a tall minute bowl looking broad.
Yeah.
Got a flat top and usually wears some sort of strap on.
Yep.
She was a Bond girl in
she
one
was.
Of the movies, or a Bond villain or something, right?
She was a Bond Bond villain girl.
Yeah.
In View to a Kill.
Yeah. That's right.
With Christopher Walken. Kevin Garnett. Who, by the way, I've never seen Kevin Garnett and Grace Jones in a room together. They could be the same person.
That's true.
33 years old today. UFC fighter George St. Pierre celebrates his 28th birthday.
How many Chewbacca sounds do you have?
Any as you need.
Really?
And guitarist Tim McTague of Under Oath is 26 years old today. That's not Chewbacca. Stop playing him.
Chewie, get us out of here.
Oh, Han Solo's chiming in.
Come on.
He's been waiting for a year to play that.
No keyboard cat.
Keyboard cat.
Playing us out.
Come on.
We're playing out. We'll do it live. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk this showbiz beat.
Harrison Ford back in the news. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but it's been rumored for months and months and months. It has finally been confirmed. He is taken. He's off the market. He's engaged to Calista Flockhart. Hey, we thought we'd catch up with him. The star of Indiana Jones on the phone with us right now. Hey, Harrison.
Harrison?
Yeah.
You're going to need to speak right into the phone. We can barely hear you.
Okay. It's very quiet on our end, though. Could you just try to speak up with as much volume as you can muster, sir?
Good morning, Kevin. I mean, how are you?
Good afternoon to you as well.
F*** you.
Harrison, it's true. It's official. You have finally admitted to an interviewer that, yes, after 7.5 years, you guys are engaged and will be getting married.
Yeah, people kept asking when we're going to get married.
Can't,
I can't. What our plans went so far.
Generally, make out what he's saying.
We don't. We're not getting any of this, Harrison. I'm sorry. We just. We don't. We can't hear you.
What was that?
Is that the whip?
My bullwhip.
Oh, the bullwhip from Indiana Jones? You got that with you?
Every once in a while, I didn't take enough practice.
Sorry. We are having trouble understanding you.
I'm just saying, every once in a while, I like to
All right, I don't. I'm just going to move on and pretend you're not talking. So, why get married now after so long together? You already have a kid. Clearly, you're committed. What's the difference whether you're married or not?
You're just going to pretend I'm not talking. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear what you were saying earlier.
I just think it's a strange way to do an interview.
Well, it's. We don't understand what you're saying.
Harrison? Okay. Can we just change topics? Maybe we'll engage you on something else. You'll maybe speak up a little bit for us. What? Okay, I heard the whip. I did hear the whip, Harrison. Is it true that Shia LaBeouf, after his car accident, when you guys were making the Indiana Jones movie, was barely coming out of the anesthesia from the operation on his hand when you were on the phone yelling at him to come back to work?
It's a story from Entertainment Weekly.
Well, it wasn't exactly like that at all. No, I called China. He was going to be okay. And when I got him on the phone, I just how he was doing. And he was,
Harrison, you got Shia on the phone. Mm-hmm. What happened then?
The doctor didn't come in.
What was the conversation you guys had? I'm not picking it up.
I just called it. Could he hear you?
Did he say, who is this?
Did he say, hey, there's no one on the line? The phone's dead.
Harrison!
You may be too low-key for interviews anymore, I think. It may be time to... We appreciate you coming on, but it's not doing anybody any good because we can't make out what you're saying.
He's certainly willing to talk.
It's the longest sentence ever.
If we could hear him, I bet it would be interesting.
Encourage him to do that.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
All right. There's our exclusive hard-hitting interview with Indiana Jones himself. Thank you, Harrison.
It sounds like these time and time again.
Foo Fighters on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Wow.
Timing.
Exactly.
Well, when you don't turn the mic on, I got to shout
it. It was on, dude. Your mic was on.
Get over there.
Get over to you. Our friend Nicole Alvarez will stop all the fighting and come up with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock in a moment with Kings of Leon, Weezer, Nirvana, Rancid, so much more. First, Ralph is here on a Tuesday afternoon with the Showbiz Beat. What you talking about, Ralph?
More TV news coming out of New York as the upfronts disclose what the networks will be keeping and casting aside as they put together their new fall schedules. Interestingly enough, it's become more about economics in this year than it has even ratings. As you can imagine, the economy playing a large role on these networks and what they decide to keep and what they aren't. They're ditching some of their more expensive shows that do pretty well in the ratings and keeping shows that are doing less well in the ratings but are cheaper to produce. So we've got, for example, The Unit, long-running series on CBS, is being canceled.
Ah!
Very expensive show to make.
They love that show?
I love that show.
The Unit is gone.
Wow.
As is Thursday comedy mainstay over on NBC, My Name is Earl.
Dude, I thought that show was doing really well.
It was, but it's very expensive to make. Now, some sources are saying that 20th Century Fox, who makes My Name is Earl, is talking to Fox and ABC about possibly picking up the show.
Oh.
It's getting to be like sports franchises. You know, it's free agency now. Teams are picking up different players.
Like Scrubs went to a different
network. Exactly. Scrubs went over to ABC after NBC canceled it. And ABC has also said, should CBS cancel The New Adventures of Old Christine, which they are talking about,
right,
they would like to pick up that show as well.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
NBC is canceling Medium.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're popular. Patricia Arquette
supernatural drama.
Wow, that seems like a surprise, but it's an hour-long drama, and those are very expensive to make.
And they've already got Leno going into 10 o'clock every night.
Oh, good point.
So there's no room for it, and it's expensive, so it's gone away. CBS, however, is in conversations to pick up Medium. So you may be seeing some of your favorite shows on other networks this year, that's all.
We're going to need a scorecard to keep up, in other words,
for next season. Very convoluted, and I apologize. Mary Louise Parker, star yes. of Weeds,
yeah.
is unhappy with the producers of that show.
It's a lot of bells.
Yeah, I love her so.
I know.
I know, but not everyone else does.
A lot
does,
of bells.
And she doesn't deserve that many bells.
Bell, yes. Bells, hmm.
She did a scene this season where she was naked in the bathtub.
Yes, she
yep,
did.
I remember that.
And she was very unhappy with that.
She didn't like it?
She didn't think she needed to be really naked in the bathtub and show off her breasts.
No. Well,
the producers
you don't bathe
goaded
in your
her.
Clothes.
I don't think
right?
that's what she meant. I don't think she
of
meant
course
she
gotta
should
be naked in the bathtub.
Clothes.
Doesn't even make any sense. That's
bathtub.
Just crazy
I
talk.
Think she means as an actress, she would have liked to have been more covered up.
Well, she's wrong.
I didn't think I needed to be naked, and I fought with the director and producer about it, and now I'm bitter.
Hmm.
I knew it was going to be on the internet. Ooh, Mary Louise shows off her big nipples. I wish I hadn't done that. I was goaded into it. Producer has issued a statement saying he defends his decision.
That was a good one. We defend him as well.
Like that.
So. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
I feel bad now. She's all bitter and sad about being naked.
Yeah.
Should be a happy experience.
Exactly. And NBC has announced that their longtime announcer of Saturday Night Live, Don Pardo, who is 91 years old.
Dude.
Wow.
Is finally retiring from Saturday Night Live.
91?
He's decided to step down as the longtime announcer of that show.
Got to be one of the most famous announcers in television history, I would think.
Yeah. He has to travel to New York 20 times a year to read the openings for those shows. He doesn't live in New York.
Oh.
And so he's tired of traveling. And there's only some way we could get his voice from his home
yeah,
to another location. If there was some way that could be done,
that'd be
someone
ideal.
Could stay at home and just work from their house and then yet still perform their job by sending their voice to that location.
No, we don't have anything like
rather
that.
Rather than though. To, I mean, he probably bitterly annoys the people he works with at Saturday Night Live.
That could
so if
be.
They could just get rid of him and he could just
hey,
just send his voice over some sort of system.
He's bad for
just,
morale.
Just deliver
you're
the voice.
Sound, right.
If it was easier for everyone else,
that's
that
correct.
Person would be out of the mix, but yet
you're
still
not
have his
talking
voice.
Talking about Don Pardo now,
put
hey.
Into the project, then that would be probably better for everyone. But
I think I see what's going on here, and I don't like it.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actor Peter Mayhew, probably best known as Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies. Yeah, probably best known, as opposed to his other lesser roles,
which were
as Hamlet in the West End. 65 years old, Peter Mayhew is.
You brought up earlier this morning, Ralph, that it was as much of a thrill as it was to meet Chewbacca on our program a couple of years ago. It was also
it was
a little bit
heartbreak.
Sad to see a man in his 60s putting on the smelly suit and making appearances. A little bit.
I didn't think we needed. We didn't need to have him in the suit.
No, nope.
We would have talked to him without the suit.
Would have been fine without the suit.
He's the one that decided to come in the suit?
We didn't make
I
him.
I think he had another gig. I think he was
oh,
opening
really?
Up a Chevron or something.
Oh.
He had to go right to afterwards. But he was like out of breath. His knees were aching. And he had the makeup around his eyes where he had colored in brown, you know, from his...
Yeah, it's not... Yeah. It's not good. He's not aging well.
It made me cry.
It was sad.
Musician Pete Townsend is 64 years old today. Also not doing that well. He's all deaf and stuff.
And he's from who?
Exactly.
Wow.
Kevin Garnett, center for the Boston Celtics, celebrates his 33rd birthday today. He's still a defending champ, man.
He is. Yeah, for a few more days.
I always thought that was BS. Listen, the only sport where there's defending champs is fighting sports. MMA, boxing, that's it. Those are the only defending champs. Because
you start all over.
You start all over again. No one has to beat Boston in the finals in order to take the championship
right.
from
that's
them.
That's true.
So they're not a defending champ at all. Right. They are just a former champ.
They're
they were
last
champ last
champ.
Year.
Yeah.
That's it. They're not defending champs.
So you're angry at you for saying it.
Because
you're the a-hole brought up that they were defending
no,
champs.
No, but that term is bandied about quite often
it is,
in
that's
the
true.
Sports world. That the Pittsburgh Steelers defending Super Bowl champs. They're not
right.
defending nothing.
That's a good point.
Unless they're in it.
Right. If they get to it, then they'll be the defending Super Bowl champs.
Right.
But the odds are they won't. It very, very rarely happens. The team repeats. So for the rest of this season, they will refer to them anytime they're playing on national television. And, of course, they're facing the defending Super Bowl champs, the Pittsburgh Steelers. No!
No, I say.
All right. Ralph says no. We'll make a note of it.
Happy birthday, Kevin Garnett. You're 33 years old today. You're not defending.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.